Let's get too busy saying, "I like me," to have any other thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Let's be too busy with the words, "I like me," that you don't have time for anything else. That's quite something, isn't it? Just imagine, if every time somebody said something to you, you just listened and you said, "I like me, I like me, I like me," while you're listening. And what would happen to the words that they're speaking to you?
In the wind.
They would come through to you in the "I like me" context. You would not hear anything other than "I like me" coming out of their words. They might say, "Ah!" And all you would hear is, "Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you."
That's good.
Because when you put the cause in motion, when you put the program in motion for who and what you are, then that is exactly what you produce. That's exactly what you bring forth. Whatever thoughts are in your mind, in your heart, and in your life, and in your world, every moment of your day is who and what you are. Now, can you imagine that you say to yourself, "I am independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy." You know, other people listen to you and say, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." Well, let them say, "Ha, ha, ha, ha," because they're not independently wealthy. Because
yeah.
If they were independently wealthy, they'd say, "Oh, you too."
Yeah.
You know? And so you just say, "I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy." And you just watch how you begin seeing yourself as independently wealthy. You begin seeing yourself having things that you never realized you had. You begin seeing yourself experiencing things that you always wished you could experience that you didn't realize that you really were experiencing them already. You were already experiencing it, but you were blind to it. Because you weren't recognizing that I am independently wealthy. Now, a lot of people talk to me about health. That seems to be a big issue. That's the teeniest, weeniest little issue that anyone could ever have, is health. And the reason that it's the teeniest, weeniest little issue anyone could ever have is that when you say, "I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am
my
original purity and integrity. I am whole and perfect." See, now when you say that, and you say that, there is no room for any other thoughts. And when there's no room for any other thoughts, then there will be no room for any other experience. Now, Ingeborg sent me a little note, and she told me, "Remember the story about the fellow who built the baseball park, and he built it out in his field, way out in the middle of the boondocks, and everybody thought he was crazy. He built a beautiful stadium out in the middle of nowhere." And she said, "And you know what happened? People came."
Mm-hmm.
Because he had the statement, "If I build it, they will come." Because that was a statement that was given to him by his inner self. If you build it, they will come. Okay? If you say, "I'm whole and perfect," you will be whole and perfect. If you say, "I am independently wealthy," you will be independently wealthy. If you say, "I am peace, and there now is peace on earth," so it be. So it is. You know, they always say about very successful and very wealthy people. Of course, now that's not true anymore. But they say very wealthy and very successful people put their pants on the same way, one leg at a time. Well, so many women now are the fantastic people, and they don't put their pants on one leg at a time, unless they're wearing pants. But when they put their skirt on, they just slip into their skirt the same way anybody else slips into their skirt, you know? And so think about it. Everybody does it exactly the same way. If a man were to put on a skirt, he'd put it on like a woman does. If a woman were to put on a skirt, she'd put it on like a woman does. If a woman put on a pair of pants, she'd put on a pair of pants the way a man does, one leg at a time. And if she puts on a pair of pants like a woman, she'd put it on one leg at a time. It's just the way it is. Now, you see, we're dealing with a principle. And you say, well, if you had a couple of friends, they'd hold your pants, and then you jump into the pants two legs at once. Well, okay. But that's not quite the way it works, because you usually do it for yourself. And that's the best way to do it. So, when we begin saying and living for ourselves with the idea that I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, and we don't hear anybody else's comments, then that's who we are. Now, Ingeborg has been putting on a show for us the last couple of weeks, and her show has been that I am less than perfect. I am not the star athlete that I've always been all my life. I am not the star athlete I am all my life. I'm not the star. And I said to Ingeborg, I said, shut up. She said, Herb, how you talk to me? I said, shut up. I said, Ingeborg, you may have not chosen to act like a star athlete for the last couple of weeks, but you may have your reasons. I don't care what they are. As far as I'm concerned, Ingeborg, you are still a star athlete every moment of your life. Every moment of your day, every activity that you're engaged in, you are a star athlete. You get up with a sparkle. You get up and you walk with a sparkle. You live with a sparkle. You act with a sparkle. And you are a sparkle. You are just a fabulous woman. You see, Ingeborg, I have a problem. And I look at you through my eyes. And I am a fabulous person. I am a sparkling person. I am a person that enjoys doing what I'm doing. I would just as soon take a 3-mile walk as to drive it in the golf cart. In fact, I'd rather take a 3-mile walk than to drive it in the golf cart. I would rather walk wherever I'm going than drive whenever possible, because it's a joy. It's an exuberant experience for me. I am my young, dynamic, fantastic self. I'm my athletic self. You understand? Now, when we don't take advantage of the opportunities, we say, oh, I can't quite make it. Oh, I can't. Well, hey, we're just telling our bodies that we're beginning to cut out and we're about ready to shut down. And give or take a couple of years, we're going to die, you know. And who wants to do that? I mean, what the heck? Do you realize that if you live to the age you are now, you will very likely live to 100 or 150 or 200, whatever the current thing will be at the time that you live to it, you know. But we keep living longer and longer in healthier bodies. But we live longer and healthier bodies because we have a longer, healthier attitude about ourselves. We believe that a long life and a healthy body is the most natural thing in the world. The most natural thing in the world. And if you ever act as though it's not, or if you ever act as though somebody is not doing it, then that's what you see. And how terrible you are to yourself to see such a thing. Never see such a thing. If somebody is walking by the window in their house, and you happen to look over there and you say, oops, look at there, they're naked in their house. And then you say, oh my goodness. Well now, why did you look? If you look and you say, ha, that's the way I like to run around the house too, you know, that's great. But you say, oh, that's terrible. Then that's your judgment. You create in your world whatever you want to see or whatever you don't want to see. And if you create people in your world who are beautiful, that's what you are. If you create people in your world who are ugly and unhappy, that's what you are. And so anytime somebody comes up to me and says, well, that's terrible, and I say, my goodness sakes, what are you broadcasting? What are you telling the world? You're telling the world that you're living in a world where you're not in charge. Where you're not in charge of seeing everybody whole and perfect, fantastic and magnificent. Are you ready to be that way? Mm-hmm. Or is that the way you are already?
Yes.
Yes. Is that the way you are already, Ingeborg?
Yes, sir.
Is that the way you are already, Ingeborg?
Yes, sir.
Is that the way you are already, Ingeborg?
Yes, the way I'm already.
Now, Ingeborg, you can speak up a little more positively, a little louder. Now, give me some you rah rah. Yes.
Yes, sir. I am
fabulous. Oh, your marvelous. Voice is just like a meadowlark singing in the wind. It's lovely.
Yes.
It's lovely.
I'm lovely in the wind.
Oh, my God, yeah. And you see, this is what we want to do.
I'm the lovely wind.
This is what we want to do. We want to act as though we're alive, as though we're filled with life and filled with enthusiasm, filled with joy and filled with peace and filled with power, and be it. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.